We heard during the week from the Medical Bureau of Road Safety about persistent and alarming drink and drug driving rates, including the prevalence of repeat offenders. 265 motorists arrested for intoxicated driving on more than one occasion in 2023. One driver arrested for intoxicated driving on seven occasions in that one year. Now, all that happened in a week when Taoiseach Simon Harris indicated he intends to bring legislation to government next month, extending the opening hours for pubs and clubs, in the case of pubs, till half past 12, 7 days a week. And this proposal has been a cause of concern for quite some time to the Road Safety Authority, amongst others. Now, Sheila Gilheaney is the Chief Executive of Alcohol Action Ireland. She joins me on the line now. Sheila, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me on.
The proposals to extend opening hours have been on the table a long time. You've had concerns about them. On the one hand, it said there needs to be a revival of the nighttime economy. You believe they could have an impact on the safety of our roads, do you?
We do indeed. And we know this really from, very good evidence from around the world, that when you increase alcohol availability through an extension of licensing hours or an increase in the number of venues selling alcohol, that you see an increase in road safety problems. So, for example, there is very good evidence that would suggest that just simply a 1 hour extension on opening hours is associated with a 30% increase in road collisions, particularly in rural areas. And, with that kind of information, and it's not just us who've been pointing to this, the Road Safety Authority have said this, but actually multiple other road safety advocates have talked about it, that we really are calling for a health impact assessment of any legislation that would be suggesting that there should be an increase in licensing hours. And the purpose in having such an assessment would be able to say, well, look, this is the likely outcome. There will be increased pressures on our ED. There will be increased trouble on the roads. Where is the policing going to come from to be able to deal with that? Where is the additional resources for EDs to be able to deal with, people who are injured, either on the roads or outside establishments? So we would certainly be calling strongly for a health impact assessment to be able to try and to make sure that we don't make the problem any worse than what we currently have.
Right.
And we'd also be saying,
how long have you been calling for the health impact assessment, and to whom?
Well, this was actually a recommendation of the Justice, the Oireachtas Justice Committee, which made this report back actually well over a year ago, saying that we needed to have this health impact assessment. And actually, the Minister for Road Safety, James Lawless, in his previous incarnation as the chair of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, was very strong and actually in looking for this. And we'd really be calling on him, to bring this to the attention of government to make sure that this assessment is carried out.
All right. And in your own lobbying about this, what has the response been for that health impact assessment, apart from, as you mentioned there, the Justice Committee supporting it? Have you raised it anywhere else, and what's the response been?
We have consistently raised this across government and directly to Minister Helen McEntee about this. And the response has been, we are building in some kind of protection for public health safety measures. But actually, when you look at the meetings that the Department of Justice have been having, the bulk of the meetings that they have been having have been with industry representatives, who are the people who are calling for this increase. They've literally only had 2% of their meetings have been with public health representatives. So the implication is very clear, that they are listening strongly to industry and they are not taking health concerns into account.
All right. And your concerns are echoed by the Road Safety Authority, who I think flagged them in a letter to the Minister, and also the former Chief Medical Officer.
Yes, they are. But I will say it isn't just us. There's actually about 80 different organisations who have been calling, on the government to take action about this. And this is, organisations, for example, working in domestic violence, organisations who are working, representing EDs, emergency departments, health and welfare, across multiple different areas. The organisations, in short, who would be picking up the pieces for any extra problems that are going to arise from an increase in sales of alcohol.
Right, but the bottom line in terms of the road safety area, which is where the Minister sitting with us in studio is responsible, that's a particular concern because of the timing of a lot of collisions on the road between 10 p.m. at night and 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, it is. And I will actually just point, there's another element that could be addressed as well about drink driving, and that is actually to look at excise duties and increasing prices. Because we know that when you see a 10% increase in the price of alcohol, that's associated with a 7% drop in road fatalities as well. So there are other measures that can be looked at. We have a budget coming up shortly, and excise duties actually haven't been increased in 10 years at this stage. So again, there are a number of measures that could be taken and to look at this problem in the round.
Okay. Sheila Gilheaney, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, thanks very much to us. Now, we're still joined here in studio by James Lawless, Minister of State of Transport, and Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North, and also Breed Smith, People for Profit TD, and down the line from Athlone by Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal, and the party spokesperson on finance. James Lawless, the call you supported as Chair of the Justice Committee to have a health impact assessment before this law would be brought into effect. Are you still making that call, and where is that health impact assessment at?
Yeah, so I, as Sheila said herself, was very strong on this when I chaired it at the Justice Committee when we did our scrutiny on this, which I think is almost 2 years ago now. I completely stand over everything I said at the time and continue to say it. Actually, even more so now that I direct Minister responsibilities in the road safety area. I'm not convinced that the demand for this legislation is as strong as might be perceived in some quarters. I certainly think that a lot of local publicans don't particularly need it. I think there is a case to be made for certain nightclubs and cultural centres opening later in the large urban centres. I get that. I don't think it's widespread around the country, and I think the demand may be somewhat overstated by industry representatives.
So would you prefer the situation whereby, you know, that used to pertain, where people would apply for licences, licence extensions through the courts on a case-by-case basis, instead of it just being a blanket measure across the country?
I think there's probably a happy house in between, and I think there's probably a need for greater flexibility. One thing that I observed throughout the committee deliberations, and I discussed this with Sheila and others, there's no impediment to any cinema, theatre, coffee shop, whatever, music venue opening late into the night should they wish to. The only barrier is on selling alcohol late into the night. So you can dance your heart out, you can go and watch a movie, you can go to a poetry reading. The only thing we're saying is it's not give us the night, it's give us the drink. You know, it seems to be the industry call.
So just to be clear about it, you still support the health impact assessment, and your position as the line minister on road safety is this extension, for a variety of reasons, you're not convinced by it, but this extension to alcohol serving hours should not go ahead in the absence of that health impact assessment.
When I chaired the committee report, we set in place a number of caveats. Also, we met, for example, with Mandate Trade Union, who represent bar workers and hospitality workers. You know, there's a security issue, people being on duty late into the night and getting home. We met with the NTA and Transport Authority.
I appreciate that there's a lot of issues to it, but just in your current role, you still hold the position that
concerns,
you held
yes,
on the Justice Committee.
I would have concerns.
And you want
now,
to see a health impact assessment.
What I would
before
say is
this
that
legislation
I've
is
engaged
passed.
With the WHIPS office in this, and the proposals, I haven't seen the final draft, but that the proposal now that's in the system is for a slimmed down version of the bill that came before us 2 years ago. So they have actually cut it back, pared it back. I've yet to see the detail of what's in and what's out, but I do know that following engagement through the WHIPS.
But I mean, slimmed down, beefed up, half cut. I mean, you know, do you want to see the health impact assessment before it sees the light of day?
I want to see less intoxicated people on our roads. And
I know, but do you want to see the health impact assessment before it's passed?
It would be, I think it probably would be helpful, yes.
Okay. Breed Smith, you've heard Sheila Gilheaney saying that she wants a health impact assessment. She's not the only one calling for it. Would you support that?
I would, and I think Sheila should quote what the Minister has just said. He think it would be helpful to have it before any legislation is passed. I mean, James himself put it very well there. You can have theatre and coffee late into the night, and what the industry are really pushing for is give us more alcohol. And I don't hear, or do I know, of all the hundreds of people I know who come to Dublin on holiday, all of the comments I'd read online, people I've met when I'm abroad, I don't know people who think Dublin closes down too early or the nightlife in Ireland isn't good enough. People seem to have great crack here. The problem we have in this country is a problem with drink. And we already have that problem. We drink too much. We don't take it serious. Hence the example of the statistics that were given there. We're not taking our laws serious. The deaths on the road and the injuries on the road have shown that there is a problem. So absolutely that health impact assessment should be done anyway. But I don't agree that we should be seeking an extension of licence and hours, except on the conditions you mentioned, Colm, which is that in particular circumstances, a licensee applies for an extension for a festival or whatever the case may be.
I want to go to Piers Sturgeon. Drugs are in the factor as well, which I think we have to consider in the round. And, you know, later opening hours may facilitate greater ingestion of drugs as well. So that's something to think about in all this.
Piers Sturgeon, the health impact assessment that was being called there for Sheila Gilheaney and the Road Safety Authority, indeed, and seemingly still has the backing of the minister here in studio. What's your view on it?
Yeah, look, it makes sense to have impact assessments in relation to any legislation or any policy change. So that's a given. So the department should just go ahead and do it. We support the increase of the reform of licensing laws. I'm a festival organiser myself. The laws are absolutely archaic, and there is a major issue in this state in terms of the nighttime economy. And you know, if you look at when I was young. Look at the 2000s. We had 520 nightclubs across the state. Today we have 70. Indeed, like 10% of them are in Donegal, in my own county. There is a whole huge closure of nighttime economy right across the state.
Would you open in the pubs for longer help? Because part of the reason people went to the nightclub, let's face it, back in the day, is the pubs closed at 11 o'clock and people went on to somewhere that opened till 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean,
but it was also
we could
where,
say that people were better dancers, but, you know...
It was also where you went to meet people, music, all of that. And it's not just like a DJ standing up. There's a whole economy here. There's a whole music artists that rely on the nighttime economy. There are people that have broken through big time into the music industry because they had the opportunities in that nighttime economy back in the day. And if we continue to see that shrink, then we will continue to have a challenge. And young people in many areas don't have a nightclub. I think in County Monaghan there's only one, for example. But like, you know, I do agree with the James Lawless where he says that the demand here isn't massive. It's not a case that every pub is going to stay open. They're not, because there is expenses that will be incurred as a result of this legislation as well, in terms of security, in terms of different levels of tiers of support.
But you know, Piers, people will tell you, publicans in the north would say that when the UK extended opening hours to Christmas Day, people felt they had to keep opening despite the antisocial nature of opening on Christmas Day to keep their regulars.
Yeah, look, what I'm saying is that pubs are able to stay open, and there's different licensing hours depending on which day of the week it is.
Right.
What if you allow pubs to stay open longer? Not every pub is going to do that, because there's overheads, there's running costs, there's staff costs, and it's all about the local demand. Many pubs across the state, if you're talking about rural pubs, what they're looking at about is that they won't have any people in the pubs at that type of night. But of course, there are situations where you should have that type of flexibility. Our licensing laws in terms of licenses, either for festivals or for pubs or nightclubs, are archaic. Okay. They need to be reformed. The real question is will this legislation ever see the light today? Because when the doll collapses, the legislation falls also.